You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Good to have your company. Dave Kellner here alongside Sean Quinn, and we're going to go through some of the key races for Thursday, the 27th day of December. Hope you've had a good Christmas, and we're building up to the new year now, and we've got some quality racing action on Thursday as well. And of course, we're recording this prior to Boxing Day's action, so we won't be able to digest what's happened in the King George. But it's a very warm welcome along to Mr. Sean Quinn.
Good afternoon, but it's actually morning time that we're recording this, as you say. Hello, David. We'll keep it simple. Are you okay?
I'm very well. Good Christmas?
Yeah, nice Christmas.
How drunk did you get?
The post-Christmas antics were far worse than the actual Christmas Day antics.
That's good news.
Yesterday was a day of recuperation, or Christmas Day, I should say, was a day of recuperation. Okay. How about yourself?
Yeah, it was a similar scenario, really. Right. Yesterday wasn't too heavy, thankfully, because I knew I was having to do this podcast with you, so I kept it civilised.
And do you know what the worrying thing is, though, David? I've been working here at William Hill now for 8 or 9 years, and we say the same thing every year. We're not learning our lesson at all.
Let's get stuck into Thursday's racing. Got good racing at Chepstow. Grade 1 at Chepstow, we've got the Welsh National we'll come on to, and we've got two Grade 1s at Leopardstown as well, so it's a fantastic day of racing. We'll start at Chepstow, and we'll start with the juvenile hurdle, the finale, the Grade 1 at 1:35 over 2 miles, and this Ajali for Nicky Henderson came over from Guillaume Macaire in France with a huge reputation, was sent off 4-5 on British debut and hacked up at Market Race, and we're recording this in that sort of interim between the anti-post betting and the full final declarations being announced. But Ajali is going to be odds on, I think, for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at the last three odds that William Hill have offered, 5-4 even money and 8-11 the last show, as you say, things are going to change a little bit. But yeah, you'd imagine he could well be an odds on shot. This is a horse I've actually had the benefit and the pleasure of seeing in the flesh, because I was at Market Raisin the day that he made his British debut for Nicky Henderson. We had a runner in that race, a horse that finished third, and our horse Alkerb is a horse that I think will do quite well juvenile hurdling, but Ajali I should say was in one parish and the rest of them were in another one, and I was really, really taken. I went racing with my dad that day, and we got in the car and we said to each other, there's every chance we've seen the Triumph Hurdle winner here today.
8-1 actually, 8-1 favourite for the Triumph Hurdle prior to tomorrow's run.
I'm not surprised. He beat Arlad 13 lengths, and I don't think there are too many juveniles that would do that to our horse. So I'm hoping he can go and win this and frank the form of that Market Raisin race. The handicapper has given him a rating of 147. That's about as high as you get for a juvenile hurdler at this time of year. But it's going to be a really good test for him, because he's obviously taking on a better class of horse. So you've got Arven, who's a really interesting contender, but also Kel Destan, Dave, who probably sets the standard. He's been there and done that in the juvenile ranks this season, hasn't he? He won a Grade 2 at Cheltenham, beating Cracker Factory. He's a hardy juvenile. That was two starts back then at Doncaster last time. He gutsed it out in another Grade 2 to defy a penalty and beat Elise by an eight. He's not flash, but he finds for pressure and he's very, very solid. So Ajali's going to have to run to a very high level to beat him.
Do you think Ajali wins?
I do. I really was impressed with him when I saw him at Market Race, and I thought he looked the complete package, and I think he'll win this finale, yes.
Let's talk about the Welsh National, which is the big betting race of the afternoon, of course. It's 2:50 at Chepstow, over 3 miles and 5.5 furlongs, and And just thinking back to pre-Christmas, you did a piece to camera that you can see in the William Hill betting shops if you wish to do so, folks, on Thursday.
I think they've scrapped it.
And you just pointed at the camera and said, Ramsey Detai will win this race. Or words to those effects.
I think it was something along the lines of Ramesses Detai, he jumps, he stays, he'll pay for Christmas Day. I think that was, it was something along those lines.
It is as simple as that. I take it you've not changed your mind. This horse won the Welsh National Trial on his latest start, and he does relish testing going. And we know Chepstow on the day after Boxing Day is always testing going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that will suit him. He's a very young horse with as regards national types go. He's only 6, about to turn 7.
Yeah.
But I like his profile, Dave. I thought he had a good first season over fences last year. He looks all about stamina. He was a winner earlier this year as well at Chepstow, again on heavy ground, beating Ronsdream. I just think this track on very soft ground is right up his alley. And, of course, that's not something that could be said for every horse running tomorrow. There are a lot of dour stayers in the race, of course. You wouldn't aim a good ground horse at a Welsh National, really. But I just thought he was very interesting. And he was nearly favourite, wasn't he, before the Dexter
Nadies? I think he's his second fav behind Elegant Escape.
It was getting tight, wasn't it? He's not going to be a huge price, but he only carries a £4 penalty for that win in the trial race 19 days ago, and hopefully he can go in again.
I think the race of the day comes from Leopardstown, the 1:15. I think this is an absolute belter, the Sugar Paddy Chase, a Grade 1 over 2 miles and a furlong, and it's a retrieval mission for Footpad to a certain extent, given that he fell when last seen and was struggling to reel in St. Calvados. Didn't jump well at Nace in the slightest. And if we were expecting a horse to serve it up to Altior come March at Cheltenham,
yes,
this was likely to be the horse pre-season, but has to put that race at Nace behind him.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with everything that you've just said there, Dave. He was so impressive when winning the Arkle from Brain Power. He won the Arkle by 14 lengths. He then went on and won another Grade 1 at Punchestown. After that, by 12 lengths, he had quite a remarkable season over fences. He won 4 Grade 1 races in all. And as you were saying, the horses that Altior has already taken on, we know he's better than them. We know he'll beat them with a clear round of jumping. And if he's healthy, Footpad is the unknown horse, stepping out of the boys' ranks, so to speak, in amongst men this year.
Yeah.
And he was just under a little bit of pressure, wasn't he, behind St. Calvados at Nace. You couldn't have said, though, that he wouldn't have won, because he does respond generously to pressure. It was just one of those, it's down as a fall, but really, I mean, he slithered. At the time, I think they said he unseated Ruby. Ruby Walsh had no chance.
Do you think he was beaten, or do you think he would have reeled in St. Calvados?
I have this feeling he might have reeled him in, because in the Arkle, I loved how he responded to pressure to ultimately win going away. And I think he'll win this. And because of that slight mishap last time out at Nace, there's every chance he might just be marginally overpriced here.
Yeah, you could get even money.
Yeah, you could.
On Footpad.
If he'd stood up and produced a performance like his Arkle winning performance, he might be 2s on, 2 to 5 even.
Yeah, yeah, and Min's not been declared for this either.
Absolutely.
Just 7 runners. Ballyasheen's won 4 straight and won the Fortria when last seen by 23 lengths at Navan, so looks likely to be the likeliest danger. Great field as well in the same ownership. Having fallen last time out, is likely to be 3rd in the betting for that Sugar Paddy Chase, but Sean reckons that Footpad might be slightly overpriced given that fall last time out. And we finish this podcast with a look at the Future Champions Novices Hurdle. That's at 1:50 at Leopardstown over 2 miles. 6 declared for this race,
yeah,
Mr. Quinn.
As tends to be the case, it is the way Irish racing is. It's dominated by either Jigginstown, JP McManus, or Willie Mullins. Between that trio, they have all the representatives here. The only horse not running in Jigginstown or McManus colours is Aramon, who, of course, runs for the champion trainer, Willie Mullins. It looks a cracking race, and, of course, down the years, plenty of good horses have gone on, have won this race and gone on to to take top honours later in the season. Of course, go back to 2014, it was won by Sizing John, future Gold Cup winner. Jet Ski has won it. Hurricane Fly won it in 2008. So it is a really, really good marker for these top young Irish novice hurdlers. I mean, we don't have the betting at the moment. I don't think there's going to be an absolute standout here in the betting, Dave. I think it's got quite an open look to it, this race. Probably Joseph O'Brien's horse, Triplicate, brings the strongest form to the race. That's because he has run in Grade 1 company.
Yeah.
He was second behind Quick Grab Him last time out at Fairy House. That was a very, very good run indeed. And he sets the standard almost. You've got William Mullins' horse, Sancta Simona, who is improving. Henry de Bromhead has Due Reward, who was running in Handicap Company two starts back, so is taking a big step up. Daily Tiger has only run in two hurdle races, won nicely last time out at Punchestown. And we mentioned Aramon. Well, he's got a little bit of ground to make up on Triplicate, because he was third when Triplicate was second.
Yeah,
I think I'll stick to what we know, stick to what looks very, very solid, and that horse is Triplicate, and I'll go with him to win this Grade 1 contest.
So spinning through your selections, you're going Ajali in the juvenile hurdle.
Yeah.
Ramses de Taille in the big race of the day, the Welsh National.
Correct.
Footpad could be overpriced, even though he's around about even money, to win the Sugar Paddy Chase, and Triplicate, who brings the form to the table in the future champions novices hurdle.
Yeah, and of course, they're all three of the four of quite short prices, small fields, it's to be expected. You might want to throw them into combination bets together to try and boost your odds.
Sean Quinn, thank you for your company.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you everyone that's tuned in and listened to this edition of the Racing Podcast. Do make sure you're with us for all the action on Thursday the 27th. We have six live meetings from 12:10 until 5:10, and covering the action in the William Hill Racing Radio studio, in depth previews from Ollie Pimlott, Craig Forsyth and Paddy Aspel. So make sure you're with us for all the racing on Thursday the 27th. Check out all the podcasts at audioboom.com, all the betting at williamhill.com, and good luck for the action on Thursday the 27th, and we'll speak again in the not too distant future.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.